Hey everyone, welcome to the Overflow Podcast, where pastor, author, speaker, and consultant Jim Stern explores various benefits and blessings of life lived in the overflow of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's love. There is so much to discover, to learn, to feel, and to see when God goes first and we live in the overflow.
Back at it in the overflow. So good to be with you guys as always. Be here again. And the overflow, we exist, this podcast, blog, et cetera, to be a corrective force, a very strong, seeking to be strong, corrective force against lifeless, superficial ways of going about our faith. Lifeless, superficial Christianity. We're going to be a corrective force against that, in favor of just something that digs into the root system of who we are, excavates all of the cartilage, everything that keeps us from experiencing the fullness of life that is absolutely ours in the Father, the Son, in the Holy Spirit, so that we can have the life. We can have the life that we're supposed to be walking in. There's so much life we leave on the table, and we want to war against that very adamantly in what we're doing here in the overflow. And so we've been working and digging into this understanding of, how do you feel great about yourself? How do you love yourself? What does that look like? Does God our Father even want you to do that? And I want to jump in in this way today. And I think this is going to resonate deeply. I think this has opportunity to do some pretty good healing damage, if you will, if I can use that phrase, healing damage in the name of Jesus. I'm going to launch into it with this question. How aware are you of the current work that God our Father is doing in you, to you, about you? How in touch are you? How aware are you? How focused are you on the work, on the present work that God our Father is doing in you by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus? We believe that when we gave our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, we entered into this fancy thing called the sanctification process. And in the sanctification process, we are being transformed from whoever we were into the image of God our Father. We believe that, allegedly. We know that it's true. We believe it allegedly. In that process, we believe that we have been made new. Catch this. In sanctification, we believe that we have been made new and are being made new. All right? So one of the verses that most clearly teaches the beginning of this process, the beginning of the sanctification process, 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature." He is a new creature. "The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. "The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." You got to see this. You're a new creature. That means that when you gave your life to Jesus, it's not that God our Father launched into some renovation project on your life. You are not being renovated. You are being recreated. You have been recreated. You are being recreated, and you will experience the fullness of your recreation when the Lord Jesus Christ comes the second time and we are taken up to glory to be with our Father in the heavenly places. You are not being renovated. You are being recreated. When Nicodemus comes to Jesus, I was corrected today. Jesus didn't go to Nicodemus. When Nicodemus came to Jesus, Jesus told him, "If you're going to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born from above. You must be born spiritually. A new life must be created in you," Jesus says to Nick. A new life must be created in you. And the only one who has the power to do that, the recreating work in you, is the Holy Spirit. You must be recreated, not renovated. How in touch are you with the recreating work of God our Father in you, in the new person that he is making you to be. For the Apostle Paul says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things, the old person, the old man, the old ways, the old junk has passed away. New things have come. Apostle Paul, in his own testimony of the story of his own life, Galatians 2:20, very famous verse. You don't know this verse. If you don't have this verse memorized, you need to have this verse memorized. The Apostle Paul says in his own story, I have been crucified with Christ. What is crucifixion? It means he's dead. The old guy's dead. Dead. Old guy. Dead. Dead. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but it is Christ who lives in me. This life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of Man who died for me and gave himself for me. Paul died. The old Paul died. He describes this in Philippians 3 in his resume. I was a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a zealot, and a Pharisee of Pharisees, and da 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 da. But man, when I came into contact with Jesus, all that old man, all that old stuff, yeah, that whole rotten core. I didn't even know the core was rotten. But when I came into to contact with Jesus, I discovered the rottenness of the core. And that old guy is dead. Behold, a new person is being created, has been created, Philippians 3. Here Paul is teaching it. He lived it, Philippians 3. He lived it, Galatians 2. Now he's teaching it, 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. You are being recreated, not renovated. So now here's the money shot. You ready for this? I am asking you, please, in the name of Jesus, God our Father is speaking to you, you know, however you want to say it, man. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, may the Spirit of God speak to you according to the will of our Father. I'm asking you to feel great and to fall in love with the new person that God our Father is creating you to be. Come on now. Here we go. I'm not asking you to fall in love with. I'm not asking you to like. I'm not asking you to enjoy who you were. I'm not even asking you to love. I'm not asking you to enjoy. I'm not asking you to delight in the remnant, the leftover remnant of the turd that you were before you gave your life to Jesus. Come on, man. Can we quit fighting against this? I am asking you to get in touch. I'm asking you to get in touch with the truth that you have been recreated. I'm asking you to get in touch with the wonder-working movements of God our Father, the hammer and chisel of God our Father. I'm asking you to get in touch with who God our Father is making you to be in the new creature that he has birthed you to become. You have been recreated in the image of God our Father. You have been brought from death to life. Your old man and your trash and your enmity has been crucified and laid to waste. And in its place, brothers and sisters, by the energizing, empowering, recreating, only possible through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have been recreated. You've been recreated. Is it possible for you to be in touch with the new you? So I say, check out the new guy, man. Check out the new guy. New guy shows up at work. New guy shows up at school. Girl or guy, whatever, gender neutral guy, person. Check out the new guy. All I'm asking you, can you check out your new guy? Can you check out your new self? Can you check out your new self? Can you get in touch? Can you get in touch with what God is doing in you, with who God our Father, what God is doing in you? Can you allow yourself to focus on your new person? On the new self. Can you allow yourself to focus on the new self? And can you, these are so many jump off points. Can you allow yourself to feel great about the new you? Can you allow yourself to feel great about the new you? God our Father is recreating you in the image and glory of his holy name. And God our Father is doing great work in you. I'm not asking you to love your old person. I'm not asking you to like the old nasty crap that you used to do. Your old thought processes, your old behavior patterns, your old arrogance, your old pride, your old whatever it was, your old records, your old grades, your old fill in the blank old. I'm not asking you to love that person. I'm not asking you to love that person. I'm not even asking you to like that person. I'm asking you actually not even to consider that person anymore. I'm asking you to put that sucker to death. Let that sucker die. That old person, that old self has got to be crucified. We can walk into the fullness, and the wonder of the new creation of who God our Father is making you to be. And I just want to ask you, can you enjoy this new person that God our Father has made you and is making you to be? Can you fall in love? Oh, is that too high of a bar? Can you fall in love with this new person that God our Father is creating you to be? We're works in progress, man, but that work in progress begins in crucifixion. It begins in the death of the old self. It begins in the death of the old self, and then it matriculates. It moves into the recreation of the new self and the ongoing recreation of the new self. And are we going to argue? Are we going to argue about the quality of God our Father's work? Are we going to argue about the quality of God our Father's work? Wouldn't we say reflexively that God our Father knows what he's doing, that whatever God our Father is doing is of the utmost quality? Are we going to argue against the quality of the craftsmanship of the God of creation? Are we going to say that God is, the work that God our Father is doing, he knew is a mistake, is not good enough, isn't divine, isn't wonderful, isn't holy, isn't juice filled, isn't powerful, isn't electric? Are we going to argue that? Are we going to argue that? Come on now. This is crazy. I'm not asking you to enjoy, to like, to celebrate, to feel good about any nugget of who you used to be. This is not about falling in love with your old guy. That is old pair of nasty, dirty socks. That sucker needs to be taken out and burned. You can't repurpose those things. You can't take your old life and give it to Goodwill and let somebody else do something better with it than you did, or reuse what you have left over. Your old man, your old self has to die so that the new self can be born, can be resurrected in the name of Jesus, recreated in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works to recreate. He does not work to renovate. He is recreating you. He's birthing you again by his power, by a supernatural power to live a supernatural life. And this is what the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, when he says, behold, new things have come. You're a new creature. You're a freaking new creature. Can you fall in love? How many more times can I say this? Can you fall in love? Can you feel great? Can you feel great about the new creature that God our Father is making you into? This is going to be the shortest episode of Overflow I've ever done, because the message is not particularly complicated, but it is deeply profound. If you want to feel good, it's really, really, really easy, quote unquote easy, to begin to feel great about yourself. And the ease of it is, get in touch with what God our Father is doing in your life, of who God our Father has created you to be and who God our Father is making you into. That person, that work is worthy to be loved, is worthy to be celebrated, is worthy to cherish and to feel great about. So, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this is short. This is short. Check out the new guy. Check out the new guy. And live, and live, fall back into, relax into the perfecting work of God our Father in your soul. Relax back in to the perfecting work of God our Father. And when you start to see evidences of the remnant of your old self, understand that you walk by grace. Understand that you're being transformed by grace. Understand that God our Father knows what he's doing in the perfection of his timing. And he is making beautiful things. He has made and is making a beautiful thing out of your soul. Relax back into the perfecting work of God our Father and enjoy yourself. This is what we're talking about, as a corrective force against lifeless, superficial Christianity, so that you and I, knuckleheads like you, knuckleheads like me, can walk in and experience the joy and the wonder and the awe of life in the overflow. Would you please, please share this to whomever you can, pass the word around, I don't care about me. I care about people experiencing the joy and the wonder and the awe of who they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And anything you can do to help me spread the word would be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. Let's load them up. Let's load them up in the overflow. There's plenty of room. There's no capacity in the overflow for people. Let's load it up. Man, may you go in the joy of the Lord. May you go in the wonder and the awe that you're a recreated child of the living God. And He loves you. You're worthy of loving yourself. And what He has for you is far beyond anything you had ever asked or imagined. If I can do anything for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. We got all sorts of resources on our website, trexo.org, that speak to life in a lot of different ways. I hope this has been super helpful and beneficial to you, and that for the rest of the day that you have in listening to this, you will live it enjoying the new guy. Have a great day in the overflow.
Thank you for joining us in the overflow. To find a blog connected to today's session where you can engage with Jim and others, go to trexo.org/blog. This podcast is made available through the gracious giving of people just like you. If you would like to help us bring more people into the healing waters of our Father's love, you can do so at trexo.org/donate. We will be back next week for another edition of Overflow.